Hello.
Hi there, good evening. This is Ian from eBay Customer Support. So let me just inform you this call is recorded for training and quality purposes. Would that be okay?
That's fine, yes.
Thank you, sir. Can I have your name, please?
It's Henry Walmsley.
Oh, hi there, Henry. Yep, how can we help you, sir?
I wonder if you could tell me when the last day was that I made a purchase on this account.
The last day...
that I made a purchase.
You've made a purchase. Hold on, so let me just pull it up now, okay? Okay, Henry, I'm sorry, I'm just checking on it now.
That's
bear
okay,
with me,
yeah.
Okay? There you go. So that would be August 16th, sir, of this year.
Okay, can you tell me how many days there are in between that day and the 16th of September? So that would be going from the 17th of August to the 15th of September. How many days are there?
Sir, Henry, I'm now again looking at the August 16 purchaser. Sir, from what? Which? I mean, what? What would you like me to check again?
I want you to tell me how many days there are between the 17th of August and the 15th of September, inclusive.
17th of August this year.
Yeah.
Until when, I'm sorry?
The 15th of September this year.
I'm sorry, Henry, I'm not sure if I'm getting this correctly, sir. 16th of September 2018 until August 16, 2019. Would that be correct?
Between the 17th of August and the 15th of September. Would that be 29 days, Henry? I would disagree. I would say it was 30. Can you check again?
Sorry, sir. Okay. Is it 16th of August?
17th August to the 15th of September 2019.
That would be 29 days, sir.
Okay. Let's count. 31 days in August, is that correct? Do a tally chart with me. 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 15 days in August into September. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. What do you have? 30.
Okay, so what about these days, sir?
Would you agree that no purchases were made in any of those 30 days? Given that the last purchase was on the 16th, and we started counting on the 17th.
Yep, there are no orders during those days.
So, during those 30 days, there were absolutely no orders. Right. Well, on the 16th of September, and if you remember, we only went up to the 15th on our count, I requested this account to be closed. And the terms and conditions state that if there have been no purchases or sales within the previous 30 days, which you've just agreed there haven't been, then the account will be closed within 30 days after the 16th of September. And I had this discussion this morning, and there was a bit of confusion over 29 and 30, so I thought I would check back. But we've confirmed now that there were 30 completely free days in between the 16th of August and the 16th of September, because of the 31 days in August. So, you and I can add up. So why is the account not closed yet?
Okay, so Henry, honestly, sir, I did check on the previous notes or previous communications you've had about your account.
Yes.
I won't be able to really inform you on when someone sent a request for your account to be closer. Because, of course, they've advised you, right, that it will take within 30 days. I mean, the account should be dormant for 30 days before we can close it, correct? However, sir, the status of your eBay account is already termination pending.
Yes.
Which means it's about to be closed, right?
When? It's been about to be closed for the last 60 days, the last 30 days.
I would, sir, have you tried logging into this account after we sent the request for this account to be closed.
Are you about to tell me that that stops the account being closed? Because I had to get an abject apology from the person who I spoke to this morning who said that. And he was very sheepish when he came back and found that that wasn't true. And now he's told me a little untruth, which that there were only 29 days before I last made a purchase, before I asked for the account to be closed. And there weren't. There were 30 days. 30 completely clear days. So why is the account still open? Because it's clearly because it is clearly not what I was told this morning.
To be honest, sir, I cannot really answer that right now because I'll to further investigate with this. Usually it takes within a week. But say, for example, we send a request. Account should be closed within a week, as long as, again, nobody tries to, you know, log into that account, sir. Because it might cancel the termination request, okay?
In the letter, in the site message sent to me on the 16th of September, where does it state that? In fact, let's go through this all again, because I've got hours to do this. In that site message, it states that you can log into the account to check for messages. You're prevented from selling anything or buying anything or listing anything. And that the account will be closed within 30 days. It says nothing about logging into the account. Logging into the account makes no difference to this procedure. It certainly should not, and if you're telling me that it does, then you're going to have to come back and make the kind of abject apology that the person this morning did. So why is the account not closed?
Henry, I really apologize, sir, but I don't have any answer for you right now. We'll have to further check first on when the request was sent, or what was the factor as to why it stopped for this account to be, you know, totally closed.
Well, I can wait.
Because again, sir,
I've told you when it was the 16th of September.
I'll have to seek assistance from our level to support about this, sir.
Okay, that's fine.
And I won't be receiving response from them within 24 to 48 hours.
Oh dear, not good enough.
Henry?
Yes, hello.
Sir, are you going to wait? Because honestly, I cannot give you an answer right now, like today. I'll have to seek assistance first from this, sir.
Well, you go and seek assistance then. You go and seek some assistance now.
Yes, but I cannot give you an answer at the moment. I mean, today.
Why not?
I cannot let you wait. Because, again, I will not receive a response immediately from the level of support.
I don't understand why.
I'm sorry, but that's a process that we have. Because they just don't, you know, receive a request from us and answer it immediately. They do a lot of things, sir. We do have some bugs on the website that they also take care of. That's the reason why they cannot answer it immediately.
May I reiterate that this will now that I've seen that it was 30 and not 29 days, this will be the subject of a Data Protection Act complaint under UK law. I just thought I'd say that again for this phone call.
Okay, Henry.
Your answer hasn't answered anything. It's not good enough.
I'm really sorry, but I cannot give you any answers, really.
Why are you here, then? Why do you exist?
how would you like to go about this, Henry? Would you like to talk to a supervisor instead? Because I can look for one.
Yes, please.
Okay, stay on the line.
Hello there, this is Honey, one of the account supervisor. Am I speaking to Mr. Henry?
Yes, you are.
Okay then, sir. So how can I help you today?
I've just established with my previous assistant that between the 17th and the 15th of September, there are 30 days. I've also further established that during those 30 days there were no purchases or sales on this eBay account.
Yes, sir.
We've also established that on the 16th of September I successfully put in a request for the account to be closed.
Yes.
The site message sent to me and the eBay terms and conditions explicitly state that the account will be fully closed after a maximum of 30 days from that day. Why isn't the account closed?
The account is actually closed already, sir. However, for all the information to be deleted, it might take around 180 days.
You're very funny. Why does it say 30 days in the site message and in the eBay terms and conditions?
When we say the 30 days, sir, what that means is that you can no longer log into the account. No activity would be done on the account. So
that's
there's
nonsense.
No buying,
that's
there's no selling.
That's just complete nonsense. It says 30 days. It says that the account will be fully closed and data will be deleted within 30 days. That's a maximum. Why is the account still open?
Where did it state on the terms and conditions, sir, that all the information would be deleted in 30 days?
It states that in the site message sent to me on the 16th of September, and it's also in the help and contact pages on the eBay site under account closing.
I'll go ahead and take a look at that one for you, but it's not, all the information would be deleted after 80 days, but the account is already closed. So looking at your account right now, it says here, pending termination.
When I say closed, I mean closed. I mean inaccessible and deleted, as do your terms and conditions and the site message sent to me, quite clearly.
It's gonna be inaccessible, sir, because you won't, you no longer would have the capability to do activities on the eBay website. But for the information to be deleted, I do apologize, but it might take around 180 days.
Well, you've said 80 days once, and you've said 180 days, which is
no,
it?
No, I never said 80 days, sir. I said 180 days.
Okay. Why does it say 30 in the site message and in the eBay terms and conditions?
When we say about the 30 days, that is for the account to be on termination pending, okay? What that means is that it stopped all your activities, but it that is for 30 days, okay? But for all the information to be deleted on the website, such as your email address, your first and your last name, it might take around 180 days. But your account is already closed because if you try to purchase, sell, or do any activity, even send out a message on eBay, it would not allow you to do so. That's how we term as account closure. That's not going to be part of the account deletion.
Very well. Please read the site message sent to me on the 16th of September.
Okay. Okay, so I was able to read the email that was sent to you then, okay?
Yes.
So according to what I have here is that when you submit a request to close your account, we'll send an email to your registered email address and to your eBay messages within 24 hours, letting you receive it. Generally, it takes 30 days to close an account from the date you receive a request. However, if you bought or sold items in 30 days prior to submitting your request, we'll keep your account open for 60 days from receiving your request, so any outstanding sales or purchase can be completed. Now, after 30 or 60-day period, depending on whether you've bought or sold items, past 30 days, your account will be permanently closed and your data will be deleted. If you change your mind during this time, it takes to close your account, you can contact us and ask for it to be reopened.
Yes, that's what I read as well.
Mm-mm.
Now, we've already established that there weren't any purchases in the previous 30 days before the account closure request.
Mm-mm.
And that there have been, and that there have been more than 30 days after that. So why is the account still present?
After 30 or 60 days. Then we'll escalate it over then, sir.
Again?
We'll forward it over to our market. I will forward it over to directly to our accounts team, because in the past, it might take around 180 days for the information to be deleted. But as for the email that you have received stating that within 30 days, depending whether if you have sold or purchased any item, and since you haven't sold or purchased any item, then we're going to be following the email that you receive.
Indeed.
So I'll go ahead and forward it over.
But you've done this about 4 times already, and nothing has happened, so that's not good enough.
If I do have the option here to delete all your information, I have already done it. It just so happened that this type of request has to be forwarded over to our level 2 support. And to be quite honest with you, with our level 2 support, we can only get in touch with them via email.
Oh dear. Looks like we're going to be here all night then.
I'm sorry, sir, because even if we stay on the line, I'm not going to guarantee that we're going to be receiving a response right away. I'm going to be honest.
Well, I didn't get a useful response 7 days ago, or 5 days before that, or 2 days before that, on any of the multiple calls that I've made.
How about this, then? I send you an email confirmation that I have already forwarded it, just to set a proper expectation, since tomorrow is going to be weekend, okay, is that it might take an additional 2 days, because probably they would be seeing the request if not today, and if somebody's going to be available for the weekend, then probably my best bet would be to reply to you or call you back personally on Monday.
That's what I was told 2 weeks ago.
That's all I can say right now, sir, because the thing here is that, like what I said, I cannot close it. I cannot delete your information.
Oh,
and
dear.
Nobody here can actually close it. It has to be directed over, or it has to be forwarded over to our level 2 support.
But that doesn't work. So we're going to be here all night.
Well, if you choose to stay on the line, that's fine with me, sir, but I'm already setting up expectation that I won't be able to close it.
Okay.
And there is no assurance that if I would be sending it right now, that I would be receiving it right away, because the time, especially since it's already around 7 in the evening.
Well, you've had 2 weeks, eBay.
I was not the one you have spoken to, and I cannot really speak in behalf of them. I don't really know what happened to that, but what I'm going to be doing is...
You're a representative of the company.
Yes, sir, I'm the representative of the company. And however, when it comes to level 2 support, level 2 request, I don't have an access to that.
Oh, dear.
Okay, so this was the note that was left previously, because I checked on the history, that is on the 22nd of October. They left a note here, follow-up, resolve service request after follow-up on the 23rd of October. Account closure was requested as 60 days. Reply from our level 2 ticket confirmed that this account will be closed 60 days from the request date. So that's September 16.
Why 60?
Because you forwarded the request for the account closure, it's 16th of September, right? But what
yes.
they have followed is the 60 days. So October, November, so we have up until the 16th of November for us to close the case, for us to delete all the information in your account. That was the note that was provided. And according to what I have here, they actually got in touch with you personally.
No, they didn't.
It says here that they made a follow-up to you on the 23rd of October. That's 2:03 p.m.
Well, they weren't telling me that. Do you want me to check the recording? That's also not what it says in the terms and conditions or the site message, as you've already agreed.
So you have already forwarded it. Are you recording the call, sir?
No.
Oh, okay then. So as for this one, sir, that's the best thing that I can do, because there is already a request sent over. So I can try to inquire to our level 2 if they can override the system. But since there is actually a confirmation on the 23rd of October that they have informed you that this account will be closed 60 days from the request date, so it's not going to be following the, what do you call this one, the 30 days.
The legal terms and conditions. The legal terms and conditions stated by eBay, yes. It's not going to be following that, is it?
Sir, they have informed you. They have informed you about this on the 23rd of October, right?
No, they haven't.
And then somebody you have spoken to another of our representative a while ago, and it says here 60 days will be followed. November 16 is the 60th day.
Why is it not 30?
Because we have already forwarded it, sir. It's gonna be closed.
Why is it not being closed when it states it
sir,
should
if
be
we
closed?
Could, if, like what I said, sir, if we could close it right now, we could have already done that, okay? But there is already a request forwarded. What else do you want us to do? I have already informed you, okay, that we cannot do it right now. And the best thing that I can do is to forward the request over. Even if we stay in the line for the next hour, even if we stay up until tomorrow, I won't be able to close your account.
7 days ago, I was assured that this would be done manually. Sorry, 9 days ago, I was assured that this would be done manually within 7 days, and we're still here.
Okay, then I'll go ahead and ask them to listen to all the calls that you have, and I'll go ahead and escalate all the representative that you have spoken to by providing you the wrong information.
By providing who the wrong information?
You said a while ago, sir, that 7 days, 9 days, somebody has promised you that the account would be closed, right?
Oh, yes, that's correct.
So if they have said the information, when there is already a notation on the 23rd of October that it would be closed on the 60th day, and they did not follow that information, then I'll go ahead and escalate them over.
Well, you can do that if you like. It doesn't make any difference, does it?
Yes, sir. It doesn't make any difference, but I'm already correcting, since there is a request that the account would be closed in 60 days, so that's what we're going to follow.
So you're not following your own terms and conditions?
I'm sorry about that, sir. We might have experienced a glitch, probably. That's the reason why it has not been deleted.
Your excuse is a glitch. Well, if it's a glitch, how do I know that it's going that what you're telling me is true now?
The what, sir?
If it's a glitch, how do I know that this account will be closed on the 16th of November?
Because I will forward a request over and over and over up until they close the account.
But that won't make any difference.
sir, what do you want to get out of this call? Since I have already answered, do you want me to admit that the terms and conditions was not followed? So I'll go ahead and do apologize, sir, that the terms and condition has not been followed. So the best thing that we can do is to forward your request over escalated, advise them that you have called about this multiple times and you're not happy about the system. Okay, I cannot say any further than that.
And that this is already overdue for a Data Protection Act UK complaint.
Yes, sir, you can go ahead. By all means, you can go ahead and forward it over.
To the address, DPO, which I've been given previously.
What's the full address, sir?
Oh, it doesn't matter. That's the eBay address for your Global Data Protection Officer.
Okay then, sir, then go ahead and forward it.
Well, I'll forward it when I like. Of course, what you could do is close the account.
Sir, I've already informed you, I cannot.
Oh dear.
I can only request for it, but I'm not going to be the one that would be closing and deleting all your information.
Oh dear.
So since I have already set a proper expectation that I would be forwarding the request over, and I have already informed you, sir, that I personally cannot close or delete the information that you have on the website, this has already been explained. Now, any further actions that you would want to take, we're going to go ahead and respect it. But since this has already explained, we will have to end this call now.
Carry on then.
Okay then. Well, I'll go ahead and disconnect the call. Is that okay, sir?
No.
Okay, then we'll stay on the line then. What else would you want to know, sir?
I would like the account closed, please.
It cannot be, sir. I have already informed you about this. I cannot do it personally. I can only forward a request.
Oh, dear.
Okay. So I apologize for this. Since we're just going round and round, I would have to go and disconnect this call. Again, I apologize that I wasn't able to do what you are that you are requesting. However, I have already set a proper expectation. Thank you so much for calling and have a great day. Goodbye for now, Henry.